All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's a Tuesday. Still a slow day. The Home Run Derby is over. I was trying to see if you guys would do it with me.
What was that?
I was trying to see if you guys were looking.
Did you
see him? I was going to go one, two, three, and everybody go, what up,
H-Town? He did his hands in a weird, like he was leading an orchestra.
Yes.
Well, now I feel like I let him down. I should have.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was fascinated at, he looked like he was doing a Napoleon Dynamite play interpretation where the doves fly away.
Why can't I just be a conductor? Why do I gotta be that?
I started with conductor, and then it reminded me of the when Napoleon was at the classroom doing the interpretive dance. Okay. So, it looked like both. You did look like you were trying to conduct us.
I know if Josh Rapp was here, he would have yelled, "What up, H-Town?" with me. He loves that.
He would have.
Yes.
It's become a staple.
It has.
I think Barry's liked it too.
I like it. I do. It's unique. It sets us apart.
He mentioned it on game day. He was like, "No, actually, he has to start the show off by saying, "Hey-o." Now, the Effia Friday, I don't know if he likes that.
No,
I said I don't care.
No, I don't think you.
I never said I disliked it.
Why am I coming up on game day? This is my question.
Two thirds of game day works with you 5 days a week, Joel. That's going to happen.
That's true.
One of the things I mentioned, I did pick on you.
And I said,
Shock asked me, "Are you a guy that wears, you know, like a Nike T-shirt with an Adidas cap?" I'm like, "Yeah, totally." And I said, "I bet you Joel doesn't. I bet you if it's an Adidas
Joel,
cap,
no way.
It's an Adidas T-shirt
too." It's an oxymoron right there. I've always called it that. It's like the whole boomerang thing. The mushroom jacket with the mushroom shirt with the mushroom belt.
You got to coordinate.
Yeah, you got to coordinate. Mm-hmm. You got to. And part of coordination is don't be mixing brands and labels as well as colors. That's just one of those things.
I respect that.
Now, you do know that in today's world of fashion, mixing and matching is more acceptable. Like there used to be rules about you never wore vertical stripes or horizontal stripes or polka dots or stripes or this.
Or plaid.
And now that's all out the window. You just wear whatever.
Well, it's funny because...
Striped socks with a polka dot shirt. Doesn't matter.
This week that the celebrity tournaments in Lake Tahoe, the golf tournament where the athletes and celebrities gather, and I went for 14 years. And it was just... we called it Boys Week, but it was where all the guys went and did nothing but golf and go out to dinner at night and drink and just hang out.
Sex
and... But on the driving range, that would be one of those things where everybody would be like, "Hey, man, you see what he's wearing down there?" Like Antoine Walker.
Like
was
a
one
bunch
of guys.
Dudes would be over like, there like, "What is that
guy
wearing?"
Like Antoine Walker, like he wasn't a golfer. But all of a sudden one year, and he ended up getting arrested during that because he hadn't paid his gambling debts. But he was on the driving range, and everybody's like, "Yo, you see what he's doing? He's wearing plaid with stripes."
He was a trendsetter.
And everybody's like, that's just a no-no.
And nowadays...
And a lot of these guys, because they do when they're not, you know, in uniform. Obviously, it's not to the Russell Westbrook, Dwayne Wade level. Not everybody.
Man.
And a lot of people, God bless them for not doing that.
Yeah.
But, guys were always talking about that, like the do's and the don'ts and the no-nos. But, yeah, you're right. There's like a whole new set of rules now where all that's been kind of thrown out.
Yeah, you don't have to miss it, you know, match. You can be mismatched and it doesn't matter.
Not this guy.
No, not you. Definitely not you.
You feeling okay there, Barry? I saw on Twitter that you're standing in line.
I wanted to know if anybody
upset you at the DMV this morning.
You know, I didn't realize that you could get an appointment at the DMV.
What?
So first of all, I Google places to renew driver's license on Google Maps. And it gives me this site off of Pruitt Road in Montgomery County. It says Montgomery County Motor Vehicle Place. I'm like, that opens at 7:30. I'll get there at 7:30. No line. Suck it. I'll be done early. So I get there at 7:20. And I wait my 10 minutes in the parking lot. I'm like, man, there's nobody here. I am killing the game. 7:30 rolls around. I go inside. I'm like, hi, I'm here to renew my license. The lady goes, this is Commissioner Novak's office. Like, we don't do that. I'm like, what? She's like, we don't do that. This is just a commissioner's office. I was like, yeah, but Google Maps said. She was like, nope, we don't do that. I was like, really? Nope. So now I got to go back to my car all defeated. And I look again on the map. And I swear to God, I look Google Maps, driver's license renewal, and that place doesn't come up this time. I was so pissed. So before I had done it on my computer, this time I did it on my phone, and it doesn't come up. Because I was going to show her, and then I was like, what the hell?
Google's slacking on their algorithms or
tripping
whatever.
On me. So yeah. Then I was like, damn it. So then there was one in Spring off of Kirkendall in Spring Cypress.
That's the superstore monster steroid.
So I'm like, oh, that opens at 8. It's 7:30. I can be there in 10 minutes. I will be killing the game again. I'm still ahead of the curve. Man, I pulled up. It looked like Minute Maid on a Saturday. It was packed. I was like, oh, I hope all these people work here. I hope everyone in this parking lot is just waiting on me to show up to renew my license. Nope. Number 3,033. What? So I go in. I'm like, well, okay, first of all, this place doesn't open at 8 because it's packed already and it's only 7:45. And then I get to the kiosk and you fill out this thing and they give you a number. My number's 3033. And then I got to fill out my form. So I go do all that. I'm sitting there waiting. And there's this family, this angry dad. You ever just seen a dad that's just angry? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the son's just like, Dad, I love you. He's like, whatever. Like, he's just angry no matter what. Just, I said, sit down. He's like, I just wanted to hug you. Sit down. That was this dad and the mom and then these two kids. And this kid is eating a muffin. And he drops the muffin on the ground. And his mom looks at him and goes, 20-second rule. Pick it up and
20
eat it.
20-second?
I was like, yeah.
I thought it was a 3-second or 5-second.
It's like five. Yeah. First of all, yeah. I'm like, ma'am, I didn't say this, but I'm thinking, bitch, you don't know the rule. It's 5 seconds, not 20. What are you doing to that kid, first of all? Second of all, why are you making him eat it anyways? This is the DMV. Do you know how many dirty-ass feet have walked across this floor?
There's feet coming from all over town walking on this
all
floor.
All over. And you're making this kid pick up the muffin and eat it. Like, you couldn't get this kid another muffin later?
The kid that was sitting at the restaurant on the table the other day had been peeing on the floor there. Probably. After that.
20-second rule. Maybe. So he just picked up and ate it. Just ate the muffin. Oh, I was like, you're the worst kind of parent in the world.
But if you're a kid, what are you going to do? Like, man, I really want that muffin.
Yeah, the kid didn't have a problem with
it. I'm inhaling this thing.
And he did. He ate it. I just sat there and smacked them. I was just like, God, that's so disgusting. And then, I mean, I can't lie. I would love to sit here and lament over the fact that it took forever. It didn't.
No, that's the
at
powerhouse.
7:50, I got my little slip that had my number on it. I was out of there by 8:15. I was so impressed. But I had to watch a kid eat a dirty muffin on the ground, which wasn't that all that great, and watch a dad be mean for no reason.
So it could have been a lot worse, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it could have been a whole lot worse. But that wasn't bad. So, yeah. The only other thing is the lady, I'm sitting there, and she does all my stuff, and she's like, okay, we're going to take your picture. Stand over there by the blue thing. I'm like, all right. So I'm standing there, and she goes, can you tilt your chin down more? I'm like, no, that'll make a bunch of chins. She was like, you have to tilt your chin down. I was like, no. So she was like, let's just see. And so I did it. She goes, thanks. Next. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. She shows me the picture. I got like 19 chins.
You got a neck brace?
She goes, oh, but look at this. You look like you've lost weight. I'm like, how? It looks like I've gained 5 chins since the last picture I took. What did you do to me? Everyone knows you don't look down when you take a picture. That creates chins. Correct. Oh, I was so pissed. Now I got that for the next 5 years
you
on my license.
Photoshop?
Yeah. Well,
here's the greatest thing, too, is that when you renew the next time, it'll say, would you just like to renew online?
Hell no, I'm not going to go get a new picture.
Yes, but the picture remains.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I have. I have like a really old picture of mine, but I have a lot more hair, so I ain't complaining.
Oh, yeah, you got like a comb over and everything.
All right, so we've got a long show, 1 to 4 p.m., so if you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN. At that, you can get the HR&P listening line where you can call or you can text. There's something on your mind and you want to discuss it, or you can hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the boys are back. Usual Suspects till 4, ESPN 97.5. By the way, I was telling you in the break, I dread going to the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a thing in the mail that said not only was my license up for renewal before my birthday last month, but that it had been 12 years since I had been to a DMV location, which was a complete lie. So I was really hot. So then I'm thinking, you know, we moved from Harris County to Fort Bend County. Maybe it'll be quicker out there. I just took a shot, and I got online, and I started putting in all the information, and even though they said you can't, to say, hey, let me just see if, what it says. And they're like, oh, you can renew right now. Just pay here.
I remember you telling me this.
And I was like, oh, well, don't let me try and argue with you on that point. Let me just pay the money as quick as possible. I'll take that picture that looked like I was sunburned and hungover for another whatever how many years. But yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Well, I was just looking at the temporary picture that they gave me, and I look like a crazy person.
So they got it right.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's not like they messed that
you,
one up.
Like, both all you of have you to do is my ass. Here, I got the black Sharpie. If you want to just draw the glasses on it.
Like, yeah, she made me take my glasses off.
She
first
made
of all.
You? You?
Yeah.
Why?
No, because she goes, take your glasses off. And I was like, okay, it's not how I look, but all right. And then she said, I told her, because I had to do the eye test again. She was like, do you drive with your glasses? I was like, well, I don't need to, but I do. Because I had LASIK, so I can still, my eyes still, you know, my eyesight is still not terrible. She's like, okay, read line 5. I was like, all right, E, G, F, R. She goes, it's all numbers, baby. I was like, damn it. Damn it. Put your glasses on to read line 4. I was like, 2793. Damn it. All right, fine. But this picture, I've got like 19 chins and a look in my eye like I would stalk you.
But when it's she very, asked you, when she asked
I
you,
I hate this.
When she asked you to look down, you should have just like, right when she, I right when just she took bowed. The picture, just looked back up. You know what I mean?
I know. I should have just bowed like I was like, just tilted forward instead of tilting my face down because that's what created
yeah,
the chins.
You should have faked it.
Yeah, I screwed up. Now, maybe I'll go back next week
oh
and just
my,
renew
I bet
again.
You Barry's going to change his he picture.
I guarantee you.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could I use this comedy headshot that I paid $250 to get? It's like the best picture ever of me. Can I use this one, please?
Can you use my Twitter profile pic, please?
I know I'm sitting on a chair, but please.
He's now going to go on some kind of a program, which is going to eliminate the chin down look.
I am.
And a new, so instead of getting down to 175, there'll be something else implemented. And then, if need be, he'll get the neck stretcher from behind so that when the picture's taken, it...
God, it just makes
me
so mad.
I'm convinced he's changing the picture. I'm convinced.
It just makes me so mad. I don't know. I'll get the final one in the mail, and that's when I'll decide if I go back. I lost it. Can I get another one? Do you want to keep the same pic? No, let's just go on and do a new pic. I'm here. Let's just go on and then I'll do like glamour shot style and kind of like look off in the distance.
He'll miss
or something.
A show. We won't know why. And then like 3 weeks after the fact, actually, the reason why I missed that show, like, I was at the DMV.
Sir, look into the camera. Instead, Barry puts his hand on his chin and gazes
like,
towards the
sky. Sir, this is not Olin Mills. Would you just stand up? Like, what? I just want it to look nice. Is that such a big deal? Do you know how many people are going to see this?
You know, the officer is going to expect that when he looks at the picture that you'd be looking towards.
He's going to be like, there's no way this is you. There are entirely too many chins in this picture. There's just way too many.
So. Our boy Chuck. Chuck wants to get in here on the DMV. Chuck, what's up?
Chuck.
Long time no talk.
What's up, dude?
That much, man. You know what you got to do next time you go in there, man? You got to give him the football shot. And you kind of put your head back, you know, where they... You know, the muscle shot,
when
you don't even have muscles, you just
got to
put your head back, man.
Oh, okay, like tilt it to the side a little bit?
Yeah, you know, just kind of like arch your shoulders up.
Oh.
Like you're squishing the back of your neck.
I need to do that. Damn it, Chuck. Where were you when I needed you?
Right, Chuck? Act like you're squishing the back of your neck. You kind of shrug your shoulders up and push the top of your head back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just, it looks like you don't have a neck. But it's better to have a 35 chin.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Where are you? Are you like calling from Pluto? Where are you?
What's up?
Where are you calling from, Chuck?
Oh, man, a rainstorm out in Beaumont.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
All right.
Yeah, it's horrible. But guys, y'all have a good one, man.
Appreciate it, Chuck,
bud.
Chuck's a good dude.
Yeah, like he's Chuck. A good caller.
Loyal what's wrong? I want to text Chuck. Just be like, what's wrong with your signal, Chuck? Why does your signal suck?
But he...
God, if we hear that anymore.
He's in a different area code saying. Right now, so I know it's all what you're good.
Saying. I mean...
What? That's... So?
It's like my buddy Joseph who's listening right now. I think he's in like... Listening in another country.
What does that have to do? Because he's in Beaumont. Because every cell single phone time service he calls, doesn't work correctly.
You can't hear what he like. He sounds like he's underwater. It's every time Chuck calls.
Because he's probably
one of our best callers.
Because he's probably on the road using the hands free. Because he's a responsible person,
JJ.
And so he's got the Bluetooth connection in the car going. And it doesn't sound that great.
I don't
great.
Know why
but Chuck I don't want Chuck to risk his life to call this show.
I don't think Chuck has Bluetooth.
I want him.
I think you're giving him way too
oh
much credit.
My God, Nick. Just because he's in Beaumont today, man.
That's not right.
And just
because
he may or may not have mentioned things that he would like to take and do while driving. I don't think that should be
uncalled for, sir.
Love you, Chuck.
That was uncalled for.
I'll tell you what's
for.
Even better, though. What? It's just anytime Clarence calls, just because it's the adventure within the call. Because it's not that he's underwater. He's at the gym with music playing in between sets, which is just a bad visual anyway. Or he claims a dog is sleeping next to him in the car when it sounds like he's sleeping and not responding in the car. That's what makes quality calls on radio.
That's pretty
solid stuff.
Yeah. Somebody said, you know how to beat that chin problem? Don't be so fat, LOL. All right. I'm working on it.
That was creative.
Yeah. We also got...
I think I got a solution for
Chuck
you.
Wants you to pose like The Rock looks all the time. Yeah, that's about right. Kind of a... I should have gone eyebrow up. I can't do that, though. I can't do the one eyebrow up, or that would have been pretty cool. No, you... Joel just tried it. You just look like you smelled your own fart. That's all that was. Like, no, you need to stop that. Can we Facebook Live?
It just looks
this?
Like you're winking.
That's all.
Well, at least they gave it a shot.
It looks like you're drunk. You know how you try to focus when you're drunk and you just get the one eye?
I'm not drunk.
I'm all right. Let me go. Where's my keys?
I can do it.
Somebody said they tried to go to Cowboys and Indians yesterday and it was closed. Soul crushed. Yeah. That is the one thing. They're closed on Mondays.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did not know that.
Wow.
Don't go out there.
Yeah, you did miss out, though.
You've got to go back.
Fantastic food. Dude. It's worth the trip back, for sure.
Go back today.
Quesadillas, man.
That was non-quesadillas.
Love them. But people, when you say that, think it's like non, exactly. Like it's missing something. They don't realize it's the bread instead of
like a
tortilla.
I need to say quesadillas made out of non-bread.
Right. No. It is
so then they'd be
good.
Like, wait, there's a bread that's not bread? Damn it, people. No. I see
it
what you're saying.
It is so good.
Yeah. Legit. Yeah, go
without
back.
Without question.
Go back today, sir.
Give it a shot. They're open. Right now, I want to tell you about the great people at Infuse Energy. It is a locally owned and operated company here in Houston where, believe you me, because I had to deal with AT&T and DirecTV again the other day, you don't like automated systems when you call to try and get things done with whatever you're trying to get done. And Infuse Energy is one of the great companies that will always give you a human being for customer service. They will be ready to take your call. They will try and tailor make an energy program that fits your needs or your business's needs or your family's needs. And they're never going to try and screw you and pull the wool over your eyes. They're going to try and get you a fair rate and a good program that fits your needs of when you do use energy and when you don't. And the fact of the matter is there's too many energy companies out there right now that are charging you a certain rate for a short period of time. And as soon as it expires, the rate goes way up at a higher percentage that it is totally advantage company, and then they won't change it for you. Well, that's not the way they do business at Infuse Energy. Infuse, Houston-owned and operated, they got the customer service people to take the time to listen to what you have to say about the program that you want, and then they're going to make a program that fits your needs. Go to InfuseEnergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit. And by the way, 100% green energy at your fingertips at all times. You sign up with Infuse. You choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. So you're doing something to help the environment. It's a great, great company. Take my word for it. Call Infuse Energy today, 844-INFUSE2 or infuseenergy.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects continues to roll on here at ESPN 97.5 as we are knee-deep in hour number one of the three-hour big program. The Home Run Derby last night, I told you kind of tongue-in-cheek sarcastically, everybody was trying to get everything done as quick as possible last night just so they could be in front of the TV to watch that. Not that it was must-see TV, but I must say it was far more entertaining than what I thought it was going to be. And though I know that we can discuss the format, which a lot of people had issue with.
I didn't like it.
Boy, I'll tell you what. There were some guys hitting some bombs. And I think one of the unsung things that not a lot of people paid attention to were the ones that most people would consider misses that weren't going to get out. And in the case of Aaron Judge, there were plenty that looked like opposite field pop-ups. And the camera and the announcers kind of went on to the like next pitch. And the next thing you know, the camera's still following it, and they still got out. These dudes, I'm talking about some power.
It was exciting. I picked Sano to win, and you know he really didn't show well. He just got lucky because Moustakas only did 10, right. And then Sanchez only did 10, so he only needed 11 both times. Well, I mean, he went first in round one. But I didn't like the form. I don't like the head-to-head format because we didn't get to see the best, you know, like Stanton had 16. That was fourth best of the eight, and he got eliminated because Sanchez hit 17 in round one. Mm-hmm. So I didn't like that. Bohr hit 22, and he got eliminated because Judge just, you know.
23.
Yeah, and then the other part that I didn't like about that, when you go head-to-head, Judge, all he has to do is get to 23 and stop, even if he's got time left. I want that dude to keep mashing. I want to keep watching that.
Yep.
So I would have much rather preferred, okay, here's your eight. Everyone gets 4 minutes, top four advance. And then it's 4 minutes again, top two advance.
Can I simplify it for you?
Something like that would have been so much better.
Have the Home Run Derby follow the three-point contest in the NBA.
Which is?
Let them all go. You know, until the time expires.
Yeah.
Top four advance.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I'm saying, so just the quick and nasty way to explain what you were explaining is just follow the NBA 3-point shootout contest. Don't worry about National League and American League. Don't worry about a bracket. Don't worry about anything. I like the time limit because guys got to settle in and the first couple swings are definitely not going to be their best. But I'm with you. I mean, with the display that was being put on last night, I would have loved to seen a Final Four that were literally the guys that were hitting the deepest, biggest, you know, farthest bombs.
And in round two, Judge goes against Bellinger. Bellinger only hits 12, which is still the second most in round two.
A great showing, especially you know for what I mean? A kid that's not one of those physically imposing
guys. Yeah,
so
Sano only hits 11 because Sanchez only hit 10. So he only needed to hit 11. There's no telling how many Sano would have hit. There's no telling how many Judge would have hit in round two because he had already hit a 507 and a 513-foot home run, but he stopped at 13 because it's all he needed.
Yep.
I think you just – it's top, you know, top four, top two advanced, and then the best number wins, and you hit through your time. Not just to get to that number, like you should be hitting all the way through. How many can you put up? You know, and then the problem, since it's not been consistent over the years, there's no comparing, right? Like you can't just look at, well, the most ever in a home run derby is this. You know, you don't get that comparison. So they need to change the format. But other than that, it was highly entertaining. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Watching Justin Bohr, you know, eat the donut and getting the crowd pumped up. That was so much fun. Could you imagine if he got to continue how much fun it would be watching that dude in the second round?
Oh,
that would have been so fun.
Stanton, just that whole Stanton deal with Judge was fantastic. You wanted the Stanton Judge, you know, to at some point go head to head. But just the fact that Stanton was ripping him and making that furious comeback because he knew how many he had to get, then comes one short and he's the hometown guy. And we all know when the All-Star game was here how much pressure is on a guy like that because of what Clemens had to do when he was doing it when everything was in Houston. You wanted to see that guy come through and to fall one home run short. I felt for him because, man, seriously, the bombs that they were hitting were one thing. But just when you start trying to like really fathom how strong these guys are, were the misses. they would miss and they'd still get out of the park. And people are like, nah, that only went in the bushes in center field. Only went in the bushes just because it didn't hit the back of the window in left or Judge hit the roof and it didn't count. But my God, these guys were just getting every bit of it. Now, I did hear, of course, you're going to have the people with the theory that the balls are more tightly wound in the home run.
No, stop it.
Which is ridiculous.
Judge would have still been hitting bombs 513 feet. It didn't matter how much you wound. That's a big dude.
God, he's huge.
He's hitting that ball far. Somebody said, what's wrong with the old system of 10 ounce and top advance? Like you said, it does take some time to get in a groove.
You're only getting, you're probably going to get two or three outs right away.
When you get to that timeout, you know, in fact, that timeout, who was it? And was it Moustakas? He was in a groove, called a timeout in the first round, and then just did terrible after that.
Yep.
So it's kind of that strategy too. There's some strategy going on when you have to, you know, if you're getting tired, do you use a timeout? If you're in a groove, do you want to call the timeout? But overall, it far exceeded my expectations. One, because Chris Berman wasn't there, so it was I could listen to the calls, except for when Carl Ravitch did a ode to Chris Berman by doing the back.
I thought he when he did.
I wanted to throw my remote, but it's all right. Just one is fine. But yeah, overall, I enjoyed the hell out of it. Lots of fun.
No question about it. And by the way, if you're a Philadelphia 76ers fan, the one thing that should have made you cringe more than anything else in the home run derby was Joel Embiid was out in the outfield catching home run balls.
Was he?
Yeah. Can you imagine if one of those laser shots hit him the wrong way? Embiid to miss the first 6 months of the NBA season. Why? A broken, fractured, shattered wrist because of the fact he tried to catch a laser shot from Aaron Judge.
God, that would be great.
Dude, seriously. He caught two of them. And he put him on...
he's out there just muscling kids out of the way or what?
He put him on, not only on Twitter, but on Instagram. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to show you the picture. I'm going to retweet it. His mitt around that ball, his bare hand around one of those baseballs.
Oh my gosh, it looks like he's holding a
marble.
Yeah.
And he got two of them last night.
That's crazy.
If I'm a Sixers fan, the last thing I need Joel Embiid doing besides taking shots at LeVar Ball anymore is try to catch a home run ball. You've had enough issues. But I thought I'm with you. I thought it was great. I thought they did a fantastic job. I thought that it was entertaining. I would change the format. I also thought it would have been cool if you had somebody on that sculptured, statued, whatever thing they
got out.
Trying
to catch them?
Yeah, in left field, where, you know, even with a camera. So you could see it hit the structure and get people like out there, you know, talking about it as they were coming at them.
Yeah.
I think that kind of would have been cool because that structure is so unique out there in the outfield. But overall...
Unique? Is that another way to say stupid?
It's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But same time, at least try to maximize the fact that you put that monstrosity out there.
How many balls hit the outer glass?
The window,
it was
yeah.
insane. That's a long ways out there.
It was funny, too, to hear Jessica Mendoza just... Forget any kind of commentary. She was just pandemonium. She was like,
screaming.
I've never seen a ball in person hit that far. And you know what? Most people probably felt the same way. They were sitting in the seats. There was, man, some of those balls that were crushed. You were just like, woo.
Moonshots.
And the unsung hero of the whole thing was the guy pitching to Judge. Because he was so
animated.
Yes. Yeah. He was like, I mean.
Valentine or something
like Valentine.
That?
Yeah, Valentine. He kissed both bats and the base of the trophy after they won.
And during, I think it was round one when it was, you know, Judge was struggling or something was going on. He was so animated. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he was so, and it was like when they showed Judge in the locker room before the finals, they showed Valentin, he was in his locker with his head down, like, you know, kind of bobbing his, shaking back and forth. And Judge had to go, it's all right, man. We're going to be fine. Because he was like, I got to pitch these balls right down the middle. I got to do what I got to do. And, you know, and I thought the other great story was Bellinger's dad, who had played with the Yankees, was his pitcher.
Yeah.
I thought that was very cool. That was like when Robbie Cano won it and his dad pitched to him.
Right.
Those little stories within the competition make it so much more fun to be attached to it.
Yeah, really cool. A lot of different things. Like they, you know, it was nice to hear Stanton talk about the fact that him and Judge got together and were like, all right, let's let the media get this out of their system because they keep comparing us. And you know, you see Stanton talking about, yeah, Judge, he reminds me of me. He's big, similar swings. So that was kind of cool to hear that there's that camaraderie that goes on, too,
right,
amongst the players that are on different teams. And, you know, a guy that's established richest contract in sports at one point, I don't know if it's still the case, but when he signed Stanton at the time, when he signed his deal, was, you know, helping a guy like Judge. So
well, and
a lot of
Cano,
cool stories that came out of that.
Robbie was there supporting Sanu because of the fact that they're from the same town.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. And he's a previous winner. So he was really trying to, you know, spurn him on. But yeah, even the fact that you saw the Yankees guys all backing the two Yankees in the competition. And then, you know, when Sanchez was eliminated, they went to Judge, but that they were so animated to try and get them to win. And the other cool thing I thought, which was kind of, I'm not sure people noticed enough, but the special limited edition bats.
That was two, yeah, who had them?
Sanchez and Judge.
Yeah,
and they had their own, like instead they would say, you know, once you get past the label, you can't do anything to the bat. But they allowed these guys to kind of do customized, kind of like the pregame cleats in the NFL, where they had all kinds of like artwork on it and everything else. And I thought that was kind of a cool little touch.
Yeah, that is. That's. I didn't get to see them though.
I can show them to you.
Okay, yeah, I want to see those. I didn't notice it, but I didn't get to like look at them up close. But yeah, that was cool, man. I enjoyed it. I was glad. And then you know, tonight should be pretty entertaining. I've always said that this game between the three. Now I'm excluding hockey, but hockey has a fantastic All-Star game as well. Mm-hmm. But I've always felt like that baseball, Major League Baseball's All-Star game is the most fun to watch above basketball and football. I mean, I don't know
baseball?
If you agree. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm always been, as much as I don't, because I guess I don't put too much into it. Like, I don't expect to see, like, a nail-biter game in basketball. I just watch for the athleticism and some of the showboating plays.
Yeah, but it just becomes Globetrotters, and there's no defense. And I want to see the best players play each other. I want to see, you know what I mean? I want to see these guys playing both sides of the ball, playing offense, playing defense. When you've got, you know, Kershaw, he's not going to pitch, but right. If you've got Kershaw on the mound and he's facing Aaron Judge, he wants to strike him out. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to give up a bomb to Judge.
It's
so he's out there trying to get him out.
Situation.
Yeah, they're trying to get each other out. They're trying to hit home runs. They're, you know what I mean? Like it's not that it means more, but it's just that you don't have to. There's not guys just taking plays off. They're having fun, but it's still the most competitive of the three. Because in football, no one's trying to get hurt.
Right.
Remember that year everyone got mad at J.J. Watt because he was taking it real serious?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I like about the baseball game is I can sit back and watch it like it's closer to a real game than any of the others.
Even Rodgers. Even when Aaron Rodgers was playing, he said, either do away with it or let's play this game like it's supposed to be played because he got mad
with
guys
flags.
Quitting on routes and things like that. But yeah, football's the worst, but I love sometimes when you get that kind of isolation play on the wing in basketball, but you're right. Nothing says close to baseball. The funny thing is all the local media going, Astros with six representatives tonight, and they're all expecting to play. Actually, one of them's not. Dallas Keuchel's not
Keuchel's
going
not.
To see the field. He's just going to soak up all the atmosphere, and he shouldn't be. But at least they could do some research before they reported it on the news. But
I haven't heard anyone say he's going to play.
I have.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, I know.
This
like
morning, I'm looking channels.
Our very own Tony Desiri has been saying that he's not because he's injured.
Channel 2 was just all over.
Oh,
the
were
six
they?
Guys were going to.
Uh-oh, they're bad.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you real quick. If you're trying to sell your house, then you need to pay attention to me because I'm going to tell you how you can sell it quickly, and get cash for it. What you need to do is you need to call Gulf State Home Buyers because they're going to tell you, no problem, we'll buy it. And, like I said, they're going to make you a cash offer. And it doesn't matter the reason you're trying to sell your home and the fact that you're trying to do it quickly. If you've got back taxes that are holding it up or you've got delinquent HOA dues, maybe you're going through a divorce, maybe you filed a bankruptcy or you're in the middle of a foreclosure or you've lost your job. It doesn't matter. Call Gulf State Home Buyers and let them help you. 281-717-6100. They make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork. From when you call, they start that process all the way through closing. They're taking care of everything. All you do is sit back, relax, and let their team of professionals help you. They have attorneys, they have title companies, an entire in-house staff that'll show you a stress-free way to sell your home. So call them, 281-717-6100. Get a clear understanding of what's going on, what your situation is, how do you deal with this bankruptcy that you filed a couple of years ago. They'll show you, whether it's title issues or you just need that quick closing because you need the cash now, the folks to call is Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or look them up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's the Usual Suspects as we're almost through hour number one of the three-hour show, and we want you to participate in the program. You guys do a great job on Twitter, as we've been getting lots of tweets. I don't know how the text line is going, Barry, but I'm never too curious about that. And the board says V. Marvin.
That is incorrect. That would be just Marvin.
Marvin wants to talk about Houston sports. Marvin, what's up today?
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. I'm calling for Beaumont. We have real good sales service out here.
I like it.
Well, I'm calling about you. I'm 50 years old. I just turned 50 June 12th.
Happy birthday.
Year. Thank you. And I'm a big pro Texas person. I'm not going to lie to you. I grew up the Dallas Cowboys fan. If the Dallas, if Houston, Texas not playing Dallas, I'm rooting for Houston. But one of my biggest problems that I have with the Houston sports team, they don't care about the outer market. If you come to Beaumont, Texas on I-10 right now, and you count the billboards of the Dallas Cowboys, be it a beer commercial or this Dallas Cowboys putting the season tickets up in Beaumont, I see none of that for the Houston Texans. I see none of that for the Astros. You don't see none of that for the Diamonds or wherever the sport. A lot of people in Beaumont don't even know that Houston has a professional soccer team. They're not just Beaumont. It's just that it seems like Houston don't really, and I know, I hate to say this, they don't invest themselves in the outer market. There's a lot of money in Beaumont, Texas. There's a lot of people that go to the games in Dallas. Me and my family are planning on going to the Dallas game this year, and that's a big old stadium sitting right there on 16. I have never been to.
Well, Marvin, do you not go? Why don't you go? Is it because you didn't know they existed, or just because they weren't advertised?
No, it's not there. It's just that they don't. When Houston, Texas first came out, I was really, I was wondering, was I going to flip and be a Houston, Texas fan? Because on their website, it came up and it had Houston, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, College Station, and they had another market in there. So they were really gearing at the whole region. All that went away within a couple of months. How is it possible? Beaumont is the biggest city outside of Houston. I'm not talking about the cities that hook up to Houston, that make up Houston 4 million people. I'm talking about really outside of the city of Houston. Beaumont is the biggest city outside of Houston within 100 miles, 200 miles. And it's not one billboard in Beaumont that says anything about professional team in Houston.
Well, but Marvin, here's the thing, too, you got to take into consideration. From a football perspective, they got a waiting list for the Texans, so they're not out there trying to scavenger up people to go to the games, because they simply, for the most part, expect, for lack of a better term, that everybody's going to those games. They haven't had a problem selling them out. Now, the Rockets is a different story. The Astros are a different story. A lot more games, a lot tougher for people in Beaumont to go to the weekday games, but I do know that the groups and the group salespeople at the Rockets are constantly trying to get groups that get people from Beaumont to go when they can go, primarily on weekend games. And I can't really speak to the Astros. I just know that with 162 games, it's, you know, they should be out there trying to get people from Beaumont and other outlining areas, because they need every fan they can get, because they have so many butts to fill for so many games.
Yeah, and I think you have to consider that, you know, just like any other business, they have a marketing budget that they can't exceed, or they try not to exceed, and they have to, you know, is their money best spent in Beaumont, or is it best spent in the Houston area where people are more likely? If you were to poll at an average Astros game or even a Texans game, maybe, a Texans may be a little different because, like you said, it's right. Once a week and it's only eight. Mm-hmm. But Texans and Rockets, if you were to poll, how many people are here from Beaumont? How many drove in just for this game and are driving back tonight? It's probably not that much, especially during the week.
That's what I'm saying. Weekday games.
I mean,
tough.
Friday and Saturday, maybe. Not Sunday. So you're talking about, well, you're going to spend, you know, it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars for billboards, I'm guessing.
See, so, when he initially spoke, I thought when he was saying, because the gist of his argument is basically this. They don't put enough emphasis on out of market. When he initially said that, I thought like out of Texas, like nationally.
Right.
And then I realized that, no, he's talking about some of the smaller cities. The problem is, Houston doesn't get the respect that it should as a sports town because sometimes they don't prove that they are. There should be plenty enough. There's enough people within the Houston city limits to support Astros and Rockets and Texans.
Well, and the
thing
is, to Barry's point, it doesn't take marketing dollars to pick up the phone. And as much as people don't want to do it as part of their jobs either, I do know that the Rockets employed part-timers only during season, as well as their groups department, that literally were expected to cold call people outside of the Houston DMA just simply because it may not be season tickets. It may be a five-game plan or just one weekend group. But, hey, that one weekend group, if you bring 50 to 100 people, that's a big night. So I know that they focus on it. And, again, baseball to me is a whole different animal because you got 81 home games. That is a ton of games. And, again, you got kids in school and the amount of time traveled, like Barry said, to and from. Are you staying overnight? No, you can't
during
the week. I
mean, to get to Beaumont, from Beaumont to Minute Maid is, what, about an hour and a half?
For sure.
I think more like two.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. But I'm just saying at least an hour and a half.
With traffic, yeah. It's definitely in that 90 minutes and above.
So let's just assume an hour and a half. And that's 3 hours round trip.
Or give them
to
the
go watch
of
a 3 hour game. That's 6 hours. Now, if you get off work at 5,
right,
you scramble home to pack up the car and the kids. If you leave by 5:30, let's say, because it's, you know, let's assume you can get anywhere in Beaumont in 30 minutes and get packed up. You're getting there right when the game starts. You're watching a 3 hour baseball game that ends at 10. It's Friday night. You brought the kids. You're going to watch the fireworks. If you're lucky to get out of the parking lot by 10:30, you're getting home at midnight. You've been on the road since 5:30. Is that the Astros target market, really?
I did also find this humorous, though, with Marvin, though. Was he was like he wanted everybody to advertise, and then he went the Houston
Dynamite,
yeah, whatever. But the soccer team, I mean, but they're not even advertising it. Well, it would help if you knew who they were, so that they could know who you were, so they could identify you as a potential fan.
Look,
but I get what he's saying.
People within the city limits are struggling to get to Rockets games. Dude, games are starting at 7 and 8 o'clock, and they can't even get it. I mean, you
it's
can't.
A never-ending story. You can't that be all focusing. Three of us have talked about.
You can't be focusing on Beaumont and the Woodlands right now. You just can't.
Not during the week, anyway.
Not only that,
for a special game or night, fine. But you can't expect them to like be a target market for like a lot of your games.
Not only that, but the Astros are pretty smart, and they realize that the Cowboys have a pretty good stranglehold.
Not the Astros.
Yeah, the Texans have. They're smart enough to realize that the Cowboys have a pretty good stranglehold on most of the markets around them because they weren't around for a long time.
Right.
Once the Oilers left, everything became Cowboys country. And San Antonio, Austin, they're Dallas Cowboy fans.
Our boy Jerry.
I would imagine that when you look at basketball, outside of this area.
Well, you got three teams fighting in the state with the Spurs, Mavs, and Rockets from a basketball perspective. But our boy Jerry, who loves to give you a hard time, sent us the map of state by state and within cities, like the demographics across the United States. Which team do you follow? And literally, except for a pocket around Houston, every single across four states, it's all blue for Cowboys.
Yeah.
So it's an uphill battle for the Texans, too. So take that into consideration. All right, if you want to join the show, please do. 713-780-3776. You can text, you can call, or hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.